Broadcasting live. From the chicken wing capital of the world, Buffalo, New York. You're listening to the Marketing Above All podcast. Your source for all things, well, marketing and total world domination. This is Marketing Above All, and this is your host, Michael Tasner.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 216. Today's topic is all about small business failure and what to do about it. So for the last 6+ months, I have been secretly and quietly researching small business failure for a few reasons. Selfishly speaking, I'm working on my next book, and it's largely about small business failure and what to do about it. But the other end of the stick is that in a couple of months, maybe 2 months, I'll have all of my materials submitted for my master's. And this is actually my thesis dissertation, is all about small business failure. So what's been interesting in talking to entrepreneurs of all different shapes and sizes is that there are a lot of shared reasons why they feel, keyword feel, they went out of business. So between these interviews, so I took all these interviews and then I started to summarize the findings. And then I also, on the flip side, just studied small business failure in literature and journal articles and Forbes and Entrepreneur Magazine, all the different articles that talk about small business failure. And while there were a lot of crossover between the two lists, there really were some pretty big differences between why the entrepreneurs said and feel that they failed, and I guess what was written in, I guess, literature, for lack of a better phrase. But the number one reason that was the most obvious was they ran out of cash. These entrepreneurs simply either were not making enough cash in order to keep the business afloat, they didn't have enough cash to pay themselves, so they decided that going towards the route of having a job or something like that was a better option. Or a lot of these entrepreneurs were simply underfunded from day one. So cash ultimately was the number one reason why they ended up going out of business. But what was interesting in talking with these entrepreneurs is that more of the other answers were not necessarily textbook answers. So while, again, the number one reason was cash, a lot of the other reasons that they talked about were life events or extenuating circumstances. Now, while most of these interviews were done pre-COVID, I did end up conducting a couple of interviews, obviously, during and or post-COVID. And a lot of those entrepreneurs are now saying, well, COVID put them out of business. And while I wouldn't fully disagree, the challenge is that if a situation like that, and other entrepreneurs talked about divorce, they talked about issues with their partner, they talked about employee issues, there were a lot of different things that they talked about. But at the end of the day, there were really a couple things that were the most common. And again, cash was one. These extenuating circumstances was another. And then the final one that surprisingly none of the entrepreneurs blamed as the reason that they failed, but everywhere in the literature talked about this really being the number one reason, and that was planning. And when I look at and I analyze these different businesses, and when they started to be able to kind of look inward and look at the past, so they're able to kind of reflect on what happened, when they started to think about things, they still said that cash was the number one reason why they went out of business. But then they started talking about things like planning and marketing. So the hypothesis of this entire paper was, if they had done more marketing and more by way of investing more, taking it more seriously, trying more marketing, would that have saved their business? Yes or no? And in a lot of the answers, it would really be yes, but most of them, it really was dependent. So it was dependent on the fact that if they walked into business or if they were growing a business and they didn't have any kind of plan, it was going to be pretty darn challenging to succeed. If you have absolutely no clue on where you want to head, if you have absolutely no clue on your day-to-day numbers, what is your cash flow looking like? How many leads are coming in? What is your profitability on your product? Or if you're a service business, I mean, how much money are you making per hour on each team member, for example? If you don't have an adequate plan and a way to continuously track the numbers, more marketing would not save the business. The goal with more marketing is to fill your funnel. So ultimately, when these businesses said they went out of business because of lack of cash, if they had more customers, those more customers would have created more cash. So I do believe that many of them could have been saved. But I don't believe that most would have been saved without an adequate plan. So if I look at, I mean, what is the number one suggestion that I would give for you today? What is that number one action step? It would be, you need to start to put together a backwards plan. So whether you want to put a backwards plan in place that looks out 3 months, 6 months, 1 month, a year, whatever makes strategic sense for you and your business, you want to start looking out to see, where do you want your business to be? Let's just call it 30 days from now, for example. So where are things going to be 30 days from where they are today? So if you're doing, I'll use simple math, $10,000 a month right now, and in order to get back to profitability, you need to be at $15,000 a month. What are then the activities that you're going to do? So if you're looking 30 days out from today, what are those activities that are then going to drive the results? And usually they're going to be marketing-related activities. You're going to do an email blast, you're going to do a webinar, joint ventures, you're going to do some paid traffic, some more Facebook posting, maybe you're going to go live and do some content. What are those different activities? But everything starts with looking at where you are today and where you want to head, and then backing into those numbers. Because that is the area, for whatever reason, most entrepreneurs, they skip the plan. And I will admit, I've done that many, many times myself. We are getting ready to tackle the month and we have all these different activities, and I realized that they were not necessarily backing into the numbers that we wanted to hit 30 days from now. So we listed out all of our activities. We're going to do a webinar. We're going to do a couple of email blasts. We're going to do Facebook Lives every Thursday. Here are all the different activities, but I didn't back them into back them out of a goal of, okay, great, we want to add $10,000 a month of reoccurring, for example. So your step one is to look at where you are today, where do you want to go, again, 30 days, 60 days, I mean, it really depends on the type of business that you're in and the type of swings and things like that that you're going to see. But you got to get that plan in place. And that plan then will start to guide your activities. Your activities then will be correlated back to increases in leads and phone calls. And if they're not, then it's, you've got to look at really changing up your activities. But that is where I want you to focus today. Backwards plan from where you are today to where you want to go in 3 months, 6 months, a year, 1 month, whatever that time frame is. Get out there, get your backward plan ready to go. Michael Tasner signing off. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to this episode of Marketing Above All. Now get out there, make a change, and take some action. And hey, don't forget to leave a 5-star review and tell all your friends this is the greatest marketing podcast ever. 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 We look forward to seeing you here tomorrow.